This is KCUR 89.3. Yesterday, Adam Purinton made his first court appearance after he allegedly opened fire on two Indian immigrants, killing one and wounding a third man who intervened to stop the attack. Purinton is said to have yelled, "Get out of my country," before the shooting. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the Indian immigrant community in Johnson County is a bit on edge, but still deeply devoted to the Kansas City area.
Thousands of Indian immigrants live in the Kansas City area, many working technical, IT, or engineering jobs. That is the kind of work that brings money from the rest of the world into the region. Many have been here a decade or more and feel bound to Johnson County. The march in memory of Srinivas Kuchibhotla and in support of his friend Alok Madasani and Ian Grillett, who was shot coming to their aid, stretched a good half mile. Kalyani Atipalma, who's lived 12 years in Overland Park, says she's never knowingly faced discrimination.
No, not really. See, I don't know. I've never experienced myself anything like that. But it was just shocking for me because I always thought we were in a safe neighborhood and a community.
Many local Indian immigrants are fiercely devoted to Johnson County. They're devoted to America. So the shooter's reported taunt of "go back to your country" was a bit stunning.
This is our home too. This is my kids' home. They were born here. This is my kids' home. They don't have anywhere else to go. This is what they have been calling home for since their birth.
Sunipi Korapat works at Garmin, the Olathe-based navigation device company where Kuchibhotla worked and Madasani still does. She's been here 11 years, but worries that the mood of her country is changing.
Especially after the presidential election, everybody can talk anything. It's public. The hatred is normalized.
And the political climate has immigrants concerned. Ravi Isola, who came here more than a decade ago, says he started noticing little slights about using English or Indian food just last year. And speaking through chance at the march, he says he's troubled by the idea that last week's shootings may be a sign of things to come.
That is what all of us fear. We hope peace. That this peace. Stops here. Peace. This is just just stops here. That's all.
The march stopped at a prayer vigil where most of the participants crowded into a community building with guidance from Venkat Mad, one of the organizers.
Go inside. Go right. This is a good problem to have because we see the support of the community. This is how everybody is telling us that we are with you in your bad times. Go to the right. No, not from here. Everybody go to the right. Please go to the right. Thank you.
A sizable crowd piled up outside the front doors. They couldn't get in. Inside, the place was packed. Religious leaders and politicians all talked about the power of diversity and coalescing around the Indian community. But it wasn't all kumbaya.
This must be prosecuted as a hate crime.
Jay Kansara with the Hindu American Foundation says Wednesday night's shooting, preceded as it reportedly was by racist anti-immigrant taunts, presents an opportunity for the new Trump administration to turn a corner.
And I send this message very clearly to Attorney General Sessions and even President Trump that please prosecute this as a hate crime because it serves as a marker of what is not tolerated.
President Trump has so far been silent on the attack in Olathe. And that's troubling for some in the Indian community here. But the outpouring of support locally, starting with the unifying words of Ian Grillett, the 24-year-old shot trying to stop the attacker, has been deeply reassuring to people like Podkash Wadka, an engineer and filmmaker.
It's very heartening. It's very heartening that the community has come out like this in support. I mean, that's a big positive. And, you know, that's what makes people like me call this place home, or we feel home, because it's the community which is giving us that strength.
So the Indian community in Johnson County is feeling the love locally, but it's uneasy about where the country as a whole is headed. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.